Last Valentine's Day, just about a year ago now, the singer-songwriter Corey Dargle visited Studio 360. Corey is sort of a modern troubadour. He takes commissions for love songs.
I've always thought of my songs as first and foremost recordings that are listened to by one person at a time. And to me, this seemed like the next natural step for that, to write songs about specific individuals one at a time and to make those songs special for them.
Here's how it works. You write a page or so about your loved one and you send it to Corey, and then he turns it into a musical tribute.
So phone calls led to coffee, and coffee led to four-star dining, opera, cabaret, and the literati.
So we decided to offer you guys a chance to win a personalized love song from Corey Dargle by sending us your love stories. And they poured in. We heard from a woman going through a divorce who fell for her bankruptcy attorney, a wedding photographer whose fiancé broke off their engagement, two Mormons who left their church and their husbands and found each other. And then there was this one.
My sister and I are twins, but I've always taken that for granted. Our mother likes to tell stories of us as toddlers, walking around the house, completely engrossed in conversations in a language strictly of our own making. Now that she's not here, I feel this dull ache inside whenever she pops into my consciousness.
That's our winner, Teresa Walsh. She's a 23-year-old from Santa Rosa, California, who wanted a song about her relationship with her twin sister, Katie, who'd gone off to college. So Corey took Teresa's note and composed a song for Katie. How do you think she will react to hearing the song and finding out that you've done this for her?
She's probably going to cry and laugh a lot, hopefully.
We'll hear her sister's reaction in a minute. This is Studio 360 from PRI, Public Radio International. Stay with us.